Friday, January 16th, the Great Lakes Museum is hosting a screening of the documentary Last Boat on the Lake, produced at Dalhousie University by Hannah Harrison. The film explores the lives of those who make their living on the Great Lakes, offering audiences a closer look at where their fish really comes from. Last Boat on the Lake follows the Great Lakes commercial fishing industry, one of the largest freshwater fisheries in the world. The documentary features Queen's researchers and fishing families just along the shoreline from Prince Edward County. The families featured in the film, along with the filmmakers, will be available for a Q&A following the screening. I spoke with visitor experience manager Claire Notman from the Great Lakes Museum about the event. Well, to start us off, why did the Great Lakes Museum choose Last Boat on the Lake to screen? What made this film stand out?
So this documentary is really interesting. So our mission is to connect people to the history and heritage of the Great Lakes, not just of the Kingston area, but the Great Lakes as a whole. And so this documentary is about the commercial fisheries that are on the Great Lakes. And I don't know about you, but I didn't know that before learning about this documentary. I didn't know that just up the shoreline in Prince Edward County, there is a commercial fishery that has been run by a family for generations. And that kind of goes all across the Great Lakes. There's these fisheries that are certainly getting smaller than they used to be, but that have been around for decades that very few of us know about.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there, this is happening just up the lake from us. I was wondering if you could dive a bit more into what makes this film relevant for Kingstonians and why we should be learning more about the Great Lakes commercial fisheries.
So I think this is an important film for Kingstonians and Canadians, because how often do you think about where your food comes from? We know, food, farm food is very kind of familiar to us. We know where those types of things come from. But the last time you ate like local fish, like a perch or a pickerel, that came from a local fishery just up the shoreline in Prince Edward County, most likely. And so I think we start to forget where our food comes from. And if we don't start to think about those things or how long those things have been kind of providing subsistence for not only us, but for Indigenous peoples for millennia, we're going to let them disappear. And I'm not sure that that's the best thing for the Great Lakes or the best thing for us as a community.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And you mentioned this topic was kind of new for you, too, before seeing the film. I was wondering what kinds of conversations you're hoping this event sparks for people in Kingston and other Great Lakes cities.
I hope this film kind of brings attention to the commercial fisheries on the Great Lakes, for one. They make up one of the world's largest freshwater commercial fisheries. Again, something I wasn't aware of, and I think most people aren't. I think it also highlights the health of the Great Lakes. These commercial fisheries are starting to shrink or disappear because of invasive species, like the zebra mussel, because of environmental changes in the weather. As the weather gets more harsh, it's more difficult to fish, and that these fisheries are actually having a hard time encouraging younger generations to be part of this work because it's very hard work. It is unpredictable work, but it's really important work.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could also speak to how this relates to the mission of the Great Lakes Museum. We're always talking about, the Keewatin and the ships and the museum itself, but I was wondering if you could speak a bit to how this film about commercial fisheries kind of relates to your guys' mission.
So our mission is to connect people to the history and heritage of the Great Lakes. And so this is an important part of Great Lakes heritage. It's really interesting that in the film, there was also a collaboration with the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation, which is located on the on Lake Huron, and they have their own independent fishery. And so not only are settler fisheries highlighted, but Indigenous histories are highlighted and fisheries are highlighted. And this was a collaboration between not just Dalhousie University, but Queen's University researchers are on this film. So it's a really great kind of local connection.
This isn't just a screening. You guys also have some special guests. I was wondering if you could speak a bit about that opportunity.
Yeah, so we do have some special guests. We're very lucky. Hannah Harrison, who is an assistant professor and the filmmaker, she will be at the screening to answer questions. And we're also going to have four of the fishing families from Prince Edward County come and kind of talk about their life on the lake, what it's like to work at a commercial fishery, the struggles they're facing, and answer any questions people in the audience that might have.
Awesome. And what are you hoping audiences walk away with after this screening?
I hope people just walk away with an appreciation. Appreciation for how hard this work is, where our food comes from, and how important it is to protect the health of the lakes and those that live off the lakes.
Awesome. And how can folks attend and learn more?
So this is happening on Friday, January 16th, starting at 7. Doors open at 6:30. You can buy tickets on our website, greatlakesmuseum.ca, or tickets will be available at the door, and they are $20.
That was Visitor Experience Manager Claire Notman with the Great Lakes Museum, speaking about their upcoming screening of Last Boat on the Lake. The event takes place Friday, January 16th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Great Lakes Museum, located at 55 Ontario Street. For more information and tickets, visit greatlakesmuseum.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.